Upon coming out of the lotus, Lord Brahma, being guided by the divine potency, turned his mind to the act of creation under the impulse of previous impressions. But Lord Brahma could see nothing but darkness in every direction. Then the goddess of learning, Sarasvati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Lord Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, "O Brahma, this mantra, clean Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijana Vallabhaya, Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. And so, O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra. Then all your desires will be fulfilled." Lord Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practiced the cultural acts for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Shweta Dweep, for a long time. Brahma's meditation ran thus: "There exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals, augmented by millions of filaments in that transcendental land of Goloka. And upon its whirl there exists a great divine throne on which is seated Sri Krishna, who is the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, who plays upon his divine flute, which is resonant with the divine sound, and this is done by Krishna's lotus mouth. Govinda is worshipped by his amorous milkmaids with their respective subjective portions and extensions, and Krishna is also worshipped by his external energy, who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, being made manifest and thus imparted by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma through his 8 ear holes. The lotus-born Brahma, having thus received the Gayatri, which sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of the twice-born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the 3 Vedas, Lord Brahma became well acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, who is the essence of all the Vedas, with this hymn: Chintamani Prakarasadmasukalpavriksha Lakshavrite Shusurabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. Venung Vanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Barhavatangsam Asitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarapakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing upon his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with his head bedecked with a peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Alola Chandra Kalasad Vanamalya Vangshi Ratnangadang Pranayakeli Kalavilasam Syamang Tribhanga Lalitang Niyatak Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers, which is beautified with the moon locket, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, and whose graceful threefold bending form of Syama Sundara is eternally manifest. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti charang jaganti ananda chinmaya sat ujvala vigrahasya govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, and substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam adyam purana purushang nava yauvanam cha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but who is obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul. Govinda is without a second. Govinda is not subject to decay. Govinda is without beginning. Govinda's form is endless. Govinda is the beginning. Govinda is the eternal Purusha. And yet, Govinda is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayor athapi manaso muni pungavanam sop yasti yat prapadasim niyavyachintya tatve govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and who betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by the jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman through the process of elimination of the mundane extending over thousands of millions of years. Ekopya saura chaitum jagad andakotim yach chaktir asti jagad andachaya yad anta andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. Govinda is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In Govinda's work of creation of millions of worlds, Govinda's potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in Govinda, and Govinda is present in fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore. Yad bhava bhava tadiyo manujas tataiva samprapya rupa mahimasana yana bhusha suktair yameva nigama prathitai stuvanti govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I adore the same Govinda, the primeval Lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra suktas told by the Vedas. By gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances, and ornaments. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasat yakilat mabhuto govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, along with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, who is the embodiment of the ecstatic potency, possessed of the 64 artistic activities. Radha, in the company of her confidants, Sakis, who are embodiments of the extensions of her own bodily form, which is permeated and vitalized by Govinda's ever-blissful spiritual rasa. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shyama sundara machintya gunaswarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Syama Sundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parama Pumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifested himself personally as Krishna and the different avatars in this world in the forms of Ram, Narsingha, Vamana, etc., as his subjective portions. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti binnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman, which is mentioned in the Upanishads, but is differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, and which appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth. Maya hiyasya jagad anda shatani sute Trigunya tad vishaya veda vitayamana Satvavalambi parasatvam vishuddha satvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, and whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, namely sattva, rajas, and tamas, and who diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manaktsu yak praninam pratipalam smaratam upetya lilayitena bhuvanani jayat yajasram govindamadi purusham tamaham bachami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own transcendental pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa. Golokanamni nijadhamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhamasu Teshu Teshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitat Chayena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lowest of all is located Devi Dham, the mundane world. Next above it is Mahesha Dham, the abode of Lord Shiva. Above Mahesha Dham is placed Haridhama, the abode of Lord Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktir Eka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vivarti Durga Each Chanu Rupam Api Yasya Chacheshtate Sa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The external potency Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Kshirang yathadadhi vikara vishesha yogat San jayate nahi tatak prithig asti heto yak shambhutam apitatha samupaiti karyad govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. And just as milk is transformed into curd by the actions of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither the same as nor different from its cause, milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. Departure eva hi dashantaram ab yupetya Dipayate vivritta hetu samana dharma Yas tadrig eva hicha vishnutaya vibhati Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. And so I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. Yakaranarna vajale bhajati smayoga Nidramananta jagad anda saroma kupa Adhara Shaktim Avalamya Param Swamurtim Govindamadi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who, assuming his own great subjective form, who bears the name of Shesha, replete with the all-accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the world in the pores of his hair, enjoys creative sleep, yoga nidra. Yas yaika nishvasita kalam athavalambhya jivanti loma vilaja jagad andanatha Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kalavishesho Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. Lord Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of Mahavishnu. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of the portion. Vasvanyatashma shakaleshu nijeshu teja Swiyam kiyat prakatayat yapitadvad atra Brahma ya esha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion, Lord Brahma, receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world, just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems which bear the names Suryakanta, etc. Yat pada pallava yugam vinidhaya kumbha dvanve pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vihantum alamasya jagatrayasya govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesha, upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head, in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds. Agnir mahi gaganam ambu marud dishascha kalastathatma manasiti jagatrayani yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti yang cha govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. The three worlds of the mundane universe are composed of the nine elements, namely fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom they all originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm. Yat chakshur esha savita sakala grihanam Raja samasta suramurtir ashesha teja Yas yagyaya brahmati samrita kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence, the image of the good soul, is as the eye of this world. And I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey mounting the wheel of time. Dharmothapapa nichaya srutayastapansi brahmadikita patagavadaya chajiva yad dattamatra vibhava prakata prabhava govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies that are found to exist of all virtues, all vices, the Vedas, the penances, and all the jivas, from Lord Brahma to the meanest insect. Yastvindra gopam atavindra maho swakarma bandhanurupa falabhajanam atanoti karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to their roots all fruitive activities of those who are imbued with devotion. Govinda impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of the fruits of one's activities for all of those who walk in the path of work, in accordance with the chain of their previously performed works, no less in the case of the tiny insect that bears the name Indragopa than in that of Indra, king of the devas. Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai sanchintya tasya sadrishin tanum apur ete govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom, by meditating upon Govinda, under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service, all attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. Finally, I worship that transcendental seat known as Shvetadvipa, where, as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover, where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, where all water is nectar, every word is a song, every geet is a dance, the flute is the favorite attendant, effulgence is full of transcendental bliss, and the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty, where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever-present and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Recorded September 5, 2021 by Nirantara Das. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.